This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Excuse me. And I need to have taken a Claritin before this. excuse me. A large group of unsuspecting people was waiting at a bus stop in Brownsville, Texas, when a Land Rover suddenly blew through a red light and barreled straight in, right into the middle of them at a very high rate of speed. And this was outside of the Osmond Center, which provides care for the city's burgeoning migrant community. 18 people were hit, 6 were killed, 2 died later. Police said the driver, 34-year-old George Alvarez, has an extensive criminal record. They described him as uncooperative, adding that he tried to flee the scene and gave investigators several fake names. Facing 8 counts of manslaughter and 10 counts of aggravated assault with a weapon, with more charges likely to come. This story is already disappearing from the legacy media and websites. No protests, no marches or calls to ban Range Rovers or other SUVs. Nobody's filed suit against Land Rover or organized a boycott. No one from the White House went blood dancing at the scene. The 24/7 coverage that normally follows a mass killing involving a firearm never materialized because, as horrific as it was, the Brownsville killings did not fit the legacy media's mass murder narrative for several reasons. There's actually a list of criteria that they have to meet in order for them to descend and do this. First of all, race. Black lives do not matter to the legacy media, at least not as much. White victims always receive more media coverage than a killing spree where the victims are people of color. The race of the murderer matters, too. A white shooter will always generate more coverage than a black, Asian, or Hispanic shooter. Downplaying or ignoring killings in a minority community is racist, but this is the type of racism the media allows. No one gets canceled for what they don't cover. And this allows the killings to continue unabated, since without the media pressure, elected officials know they can simply ignore the problem and hope it somehow goes away. One big criteria is the weapon. If an AR or AK is used, well, then the legacy media is a pre-written story ready to go to add to any of their coverage. These stories usually involve interviews with biased experts as well as anti-gun advocates. They want you to believe that assault weapons are responsible for most firearm murders, even though the data proves otherwise. More people actually die from falling out of trees per year than are shot with any kind of rifle. According to the FBI's UCR crime reports, there were 10,258 firearm homicides in 2019. Only 364 involved rifles. More people drowned, as an example. The FBI neither defines nor maintains a specific data set for assault rifles because they do not look at it in those terms. The majority of the firearm homicides, 6,368, involved handguns. Knives or other cutting instruments were responsible for 1,476 homicides that year. Motive matters. They love to speculate about the motive, as if someone who walks into a classroom or a shopping mall and starts shooting innocent people has a legitimate reason for their killing. Their actual motive is very simple to figure out. They're crazy. They're deranged. They're extremely mentally ill. It doesn't matter if mommy and daddy didn't give them enough love and attention or if they were just bullied as a child. There never is going to be any justification for just going out and shooting innocent people. Nothing in their background can excuse that particular horrific act. But this doesn't stop the media from endlessly speculating about the real reason behind the killing spree. Politics. Well, you know, today's journalists may not be able to articulate the difference between a shotgun and a rifle. But they all have a very firm grasp of politics, especially leftist politics. They would never violate the left's unwritten rule, which is guns are bad. They would never stray outside the accepted political narrative, much less write a story that a shooting was justified. There are thousands of justifiable defensive gun usage every year. Millions, in fact. How many have you ever seen covered at the legacy media? Then there's gender. When a mass murderer is male, the media usually tries and convicts them in the court of public opinion. That's almost justifiable most of the time. Nowadays, when a shooter is female or their gender identity is unclear, the coverage is much less accusational. Sometimes it's even sympathetic. After Audrey Hale killed 6 people in Nashville's Covenant School and her gender identity became known, they pointed to an already combustible political environment in which transgender people have become a frequent target of right-wing lawmakers and pundits. I'm sure that excuses her killing 3 9-year-olds, aren't you? Definition, a rampage killing of the type that I count to be a rampage killing is where somebody goes in, they have no... This is not a... there's no drugs involved. There's mental health issues involved. There's a lot of other things involved with the shooter, but it's not crime. This is not crime. This is something else. This is a statement of a sort. Now, CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC, they all rely on the Gun Violence Archive, where everything is a mass shooting. Everything is a mass shooting. When most Americans hear the term, they picture a madman stalking the halls of a school or a shopping mall, murdering innocent victims. What does not come to mind is, and they include the drug gangs and the drug crews getting into the gunfights. Proof, if you don't believe the legacy media's coverage of mass murder is flawed and extremely biased, just look at the never-ending carnage in Chicago or any other large metro historically controlled by Democrats. In Chicago this year, 852 people have been shot and 172 have been killed, and it's only May. Just last year, 60 Chicagoans were shot and 6 died as a result, and that's more than the equivalent of 1 mass shooting every week. But where is the news coverage? Where is the White House spokeswoman? Why isn't she denouncing those killings? Where are the interviews with Giffords or Brady or the moms? Why aren't they claiming the guns locked up in our safes are somehow responsible for the Chicago deaths? Where are the so-called gun experts of the ATF? Why aren't they blaming the killings on bump stocks and pistol braces and aftermarket triggers or some other innocuous plastic accessory in common use? Where are the elected officials? Why aren't they leading demonstrations and protests or marches to bring awareness to the killings? The bottom line is that today's legacy media are nothing but hypocrites. If a mass murderer fits their narrative, they will cover it ad nauseum for weeks or even months. If it doesn't meet their specific criteria, they may mention it occurred, maybe, but only if no one is likely to become offended. That is one. This is one of these parts of the problem that sort of flies under the radar, where we don't look at the media's role. We're too busy reading what they're saying versus reading what they're saying, if you understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that they are complicit in a lot of things, but they're picking and choosing. And it's all based upon a political narrative, a political agenda, if you will. And they're, I don't know. I just find this sort of offensive that this gets foisted upon me and you on a daily basis. Whenever one of these things happens, and in the meantime, where this happens daily, where it happens every hour, they're nowhere to be found. And it's because of a political narrative. It's also because they would have to go into a highly, all of these are Democrat-controlled areas, and they're very dangerous. Probably due in a lot of cases to self-preservation. Just my thought on it. I just find the whole thing very offensive. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The Covenant School in Nashville was the site of a horrific atrocity, and this is not something to debate. Anybody that tries to claim it wasn't is too delusional for you to take any time trying to debate them about it. Everybody might have a different take on what happened. But we know and agree that it did. Now, we also know that the killer wrote a manifesto outlining what they planned and why. And the public has been wanting to see this because of the very complicated details of the life of Audrey Hale. We want to see inside the mind of a mass killer and see if we can figure out what makes people do these kinds of things. Now, surprisingly, the target, the school, is trying to block the release. Over the weekend, Covenant Presbyterian Church and Associated Covenant School filed a motion to block the public release of the manifesto of the transgender shooter who attacked the school, court documents revealed. Now, the mere fact that they are calling Audrey Hale a transgender should be enough. But they have adopted the vernacular, the stolen language, if you will, that the left puts on this stuff. Audrey Hale was a muss. She was a made-up sexual status. Women cannot become men. Men cannot become women. That's a simple fact. A very simple fact, in fact. The Monday court filings revealed that the Covenant Church requested that the court prevent the documents from being released to the public, citing privacy concerns. For whom? And this was filed against the Tennessee Firearms Association, another filed against the Nashville Police Association, stating the manifesto may include and or relate to information owned by Covenant Church, such as schematics of church facilities and confidential information regarding employees. They claim the manifesto's release could impair or impede its ability to protect its interest and the privacy of its employees. Well, I hate to tell you this, but as far as you protecting anything, you failed miserably. I don't know exactly what it is that you think you're going to protect. The very simple fact of the matter is this. Rampage killers, if we can find out why they did what they did and find out how they did what they did, that is always a boon to prevention. And if Audrey Hale was able to get these schematics and confidential information, it must not have been that confidential. And what kind, I mean, you know, when we're saying the word church, I have a very simple definition in my mind's eye of what a church is and what a church isn't. Now, I want to read the manifesto. There's a lot of suspicion about the killer's motive. I want to see for myself what the killer said. I want to know what's going on in that sick and twisted excuse for a mind. Part of me hopes the manifesto is released, but the school in question has concerns, and I can't dismiss them out of hand, because could this manifesto be used as a blueprint for Nashville Part 2? Could this reveal information that would be bad for the students and the staff? First of all, I don't know what that could be. Second of all, the big thing here is that, are you going to make a change at the Covenant School? Are you going to get out there and say, hey, we are going to protect the students? If you're not going to do that, then I don't even know what we're talking about. But anyway, basically, the premise is that the more we cover these kinds of things, the more they happen. It's similar to when we see a rash of suicides anywhere. This is, with minds that are weakened by mental health issues, I can see where this might be a thing. I do get it. However, first one happens, and the coverage and the discussion plants the idea in other minds, and you see more and more and more and more. And but I mean that rabbit is out of the hat. I'm afraid that genie has flown the coop. Whichever messed up cliche I'm going to throw you. And there's also a good chance that social contagion accounts for much of what we've seen over the last few years. I mean, for these that are out there, everybody looks at social media and thinks, this is my voice. Well, it is an outlet for your voice. But it is not your voice. You are your voice. Quite simply. I know for some people, they absolutely love the social media, but I don't know. Now, releasing the manifesto would increase the coverage of Nashville, thus potentially leading to still more mass shootings elsewhere, I guess. And even if Nashville never sees another, that could be actual ramifications for releasing the manifesto that will cost lives. Okay. I'll play this stupid game with you. But is there a middle ground? Now, ignoring the whole social contagion thing, which we don't know if is it an issue or not. Could a redacted manifesto be released to the public? Remove anything related to security or any mention of specific people related to the school? And release the rest so as to alleviate security and privacy concerns but still share the motivations of this demented killer? Then we all get something out of this. Now, I don't know what the answer is here. I say release the manifesto. I say that if there are holes in the security at the Covenant School, that they should be addressed now. But we'll see. We will see. As for the rest of it, I don't know. You know, I don't know how. The problem with the way this all comes down to the way they cover these things, really. And that's where there's a big issue, a big disconnect. When it comes and it shows up and it is something else altogether that I don't even know how to fathom it. But the more I think about it, though, this is the thing. With the copycats, the more I think about it, how often do we actually see a copycat? Now, right now, everybody's the media is out there saying the AR-15 is the weapon of choice. Now, that is influential for these guys, for these weak minds. We're going to see. We need to see the manifesto. That's something that I absolutely believe. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
News update. Yesterday's meeting between the White House and Republicans to raise the federal debt ceiling ended again with no progress. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation. That's not lost on us. But the president's team is going to continue to work hard towards a reasonable bipartisan solution.
The U.S. supporting a joint effort with its allies to train Ukrainian pilots on F-16 fighter jets. They'll get the jets sometime this fall, with training likely to be held in Europe. The 148th running of the Preakness Stakes set for today at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, post time 6:50 Eastern Time. At least six people arrested at the Nebraska State Capitol building yesterday over the passing of abortion and transgender bills. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We've got somebody out there, and I mean, I'm going to read this to you verbatim. See, self-defense is under attack, and somebody doesn't like what's happened in New York. So let me just get to this. Q, this is verbatim. This is their words, not mine. Q, the newest hero on the MAGA celebrity circuit, Daniel Penny, the former Marine whose golden ticket to infamy was allegedly choking to death 30-year-old Jordan Neely, a black homeless man with mental health issues on a New York subway. Penny's been charged with second-degree manslaughter. He happens to be white and is using self-defense as the excuse for his actions. Does this sound familiar? Who can forget Kyle Rittenhouse, the AR-15-toting 17-year-old who successfully claimed self-defense when he traveled out of state and killed two men, severely wounding another during a violent evening of protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin? Since then, babyface Rittenhouse has been a frequent guest on Fox News and a repeat visitor to the MAGA King's Lair in Mar-a-Lago. His very first interview after the shootings was with the now unemployed Tucker Will Work for Lies Carlson. At the time, Republican lawmakers rushed to the team's defense, including Matt Gaetz, Paul Gozer, and the forgettable former North Carolina Rep. Madison Cawthorn. Give Send Go, a Christian fundraising site, the place where help and hope go hand in hand, was instrumental in hauling in $500,000 from donors to aid in Rittenhouse's defense. And here was the pitch. Kyle Rittenhouse just defended himself from a brutal attack by multiple members of the far-left group Antifa. The experience was undoubtedly a brutal one, as he was forced to take two lives to defend his own. Let's give back to someone who bravely tried to defend his community. Rittenhouse was acquitted of the charges against him, but is now being sued by John Huber, the father of Anthony Huber, who was one of those shot to death by Rittenhouse. YivSengo has already raised $243,000 for that latest defense. So it should come as no surprise that the same online business is now raising funds for Daniel Penny's defense. The campaign set up by the New York City law firm Reiser and Kenneth PC states that Daniel Penny is a 24-year-old college student and decorated Marine veteran facing a criminal investigation stemming from him protecting individuals on a New York subway train from an assailant who later died. Money raised so far, $1.5 million, which is actually closer to two, for more than 20,000 donors. Christopher Ekstrom donated $500. Stated, Marines like Mr. Penny made America great. Thanks for being a man. I'm sorry our sick society is punishing you. An anonymous donor who contributed $1,001 to the cause said Daniel Penny is an American hero. He had the bravery to stand up and do the right thing. No tears for the man who died. Republicans, always ready to appeal to the politics of division, have rushed to embrace Penny. Florida Governor and future presidential candidate Ron DeSantis tweeted, "We stand with good Samaritans like Daniel Penny. Let's show this Marine America's got his back." Marjorie Taylor Greene characterized him as a Neely as a violent criminal who should have been behind bars. On the fateful day when Neely and Penny's paths crossed, the violent criminal was shouting that he was hungry and thirsty. He was crying out for help. Help that never came. He did not deserve to die in such a brutal manner. The system failed him. We failed him. Taylor Greene, who fancies herself a Christian, apparently forgot this biblical instrument from Matthew 23:35-40. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. Jordan Neely was not a violent criminal or an assailant. He was not a thug. He was a black male. With the increased embrace of stand your ground laws and with the full-throated endorsement of the bellowing MAGA mob, violence carried out by white men is mostly forgiven, if not encouraged. Well, first and foremost, in fact, Jordan Neely was a thug. Now, he might not have been a conscious thug. He might have been a thug that was a thug due to the fact that he, he was mentally ill. But see, here's the thing. In his state where he is at, the public safety is in the purview of government. Government had put him in jail many times and let him out many times. And the fact that he was out running around and was known, you know, because he was a Michael Jackson impersonator. The fact that he was out and he was known to the people that run the city, you know, Eric Adams et al. They did nothing about him. And this is where we find this horrible thing that is, it's a true thing, but it's a horrible thing. The inevitability of somebody defending themselves against one of these thugs was always there, always going to be there. And what they've done with this, instead of getting out there, and I mean, in this particular case, Neely was a predator who was dealt with. Why he was a predator is immaterial. In the moment of truth, which is the moment when you're face to face with the threat, that's all that matters. Now, as a gun carrier, right, I'm always conscious of the Tuller drill, which is the 21-foot rule. This guy was right up on Mr. Penny before Mr. Penny decided to get go hands-on with him. And he did. He did not have him in a chokehold. He had his arms around his, you know, he had him in a headlock is what he had. There were other people helping restrain him. And when they let him go, he was still alive and awake. I have not heard what was in his system, because I'm almost certain there was a lot of drugs in his system. On another show that I do, on Straight Talk at WORD, I was told the other day that, and I do not look at what happened to George Floyd as a murder. – They can say what they want to say about the two autopsies they did on George Floyd. The second autopsy was done primarily to have the outcome that they got out of it. Taking, and you know, Derek Chauvin, that dude, he wasn't exactly an exemplary police officer, but in that particular, on that particular moment, what he was doing was something that was in their manual. And they had done a lot of things to try to calm him down, old George. He was claiming he could not breathe when he was standing up and they hadn't done anything to him already. That has become, you know, I don't remember, what is it, not Freddie Gray, that guy was in Baltimore. What was the name of the kid that was selling single cigarettes in New York and they grabbed him and he said he couldn't breathe and it killed him? That's the new thing. That's, you know, I can't breathe, hands up, I give up, don't shoot, that kind of thing. They're all memes now. And by the way, you can't talk when you can't breathe. Just ask anybody that has asthma how that works. When you're having an asthmatic attack, you can't talk. So, I just find it interesting. I believe this is out of the UK. And of course, this is MAGA. Because we can't stand Trump. We gotta somehow tie this to Trump. The agenda goes forward. In the meantime, you know, this was a self-defense case. I don't know what's going to happen in New York because they shouldn't even have him in there. I don't know what's going to happen. he has a well-funded defense fund, no doubt about that. So we'll see how things go for Mr. Penny. And in the meantime, you just need to understand that there's a lot of people out there that don't like Donald Trump. And no matter what you do, whether you voted for him or not, if you're a Republican or even if you just defend yourself, you're MAGA. Which I don't mind being MAGA. I just find it interesting that's the new label. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
One more time. This is Gun Owner News Hour. Now, one thing about Democrats, one thing that is always constant. Always constant. They're always trying to take something from you. Some right, some possession. They're always trying to restrict something. They will fight tooth and nail to keep you from indulging in your God-given right. Rights, as a free American, for that matter. And, you know, former President Barack Obama suggested that the U.S. follow in Australia's footsteps, which is not nearly as good as he thinks it is, because, you know, I know where they walk. When combating mass shootings by banning America's right to own firearms. He said, you know, in Australia they had one mass shooting 50 years ago, which was not, that's not true either. That was 1996. And they said, no, we're not doing this anymore. He was on TV, you see. That is normally how you would expect society to respond when your children are at risk. We are unique among advanced developed nations in tolerating, on a routine basis, gun violence in the form of shootings, mass shootings, and suicides. All societies, quote, tolerate suicide because it's really hard to stop somebody from killing themselves, short of putting them in a room with nothing. Now, defending his stance on gun control, he did refuse to mention that gun ownership is a constitutional right, as stated in the Second Amendment. Instead, he claimed that gun rights have become an ideological and partisan issue. He also claimed that gun ownership has become part of a culture war, crediting it to the U.S. having a divided media, which they don't. It's fairly well united when it comes to going after American rights on a regular basis. Or at least seems so to me. Australian residents virtually had no legal right to own a firearm, according to the Australian Parliament website. And first, and in contrast to the position in the United States, there's no legal right to gun ownership. Owning and using a firearm is limited in Australia to people with a genuine reason, and self-protection does not constitute a genuine reason to possess or own or use a firearm. The highly restricted laws regarding firearms require individuals seeking to own one must first obtain a firearm license and provide a reason for possessing a gun. So earlier this month, President Joe Biden called for stricter gun laws following a deadly shooting at the Allen Premium Outlet Mall in Dallas. He blamed Republicans for protecting Americans' right to own firearms and not doing enough to ban them. And he also touted that his administration has expanded highly controversial red flag laws, praising several Democrat-led states that have already banned assault weapons. Well, first of all, those bans aren't going to stand. And they have not expanded anything on the red flag laws. Everybody that wanted a red flag law already had one. And the states that don't want one, they're not going to be bribed, or at least they haven't been so far. Segwaying, we're going to Tennessee on May 16, 2023. WTN 99.7 FM's Brian Wilson delved into the revelations from a secretly recorded training session held by some gun control advocates in preparation for the upcoming special session in Tennessee. The special session, called by Governor Bill Lee, aims to pass more red flag laws and gun control measures within the state. Now, Wilson reviewed the snippets from the approximately two-hour training session, which shed light on the tactics and strategies employed by those freedom-hating advocates and their affiliation with Planned Parenthood. During the training, one notable aspect that emerged was a discussion surrounding the presence of armed anti-gun activists among the advocates' ranks. And the trainers revealed they had established groups in Nashville composed of individuals whom they trust. It revealed that these individuals are not only trained, but also armed, serving as a security force for the gun banners during the protests and other events. And the irony of anti-gun activists relying on armed supporters for their protection raises a significant question about their underlying motive. Or at least it does to me. Beyond the matter of armed security, the training session also focused on a tactic called bird dogging. This technique involves harassing legislators and potentially anyone who supports the Second Amendment, following them relentlessly to extract damaging sound bites or statements. They consider this a tactic and a means of holding lawmakers accountable, but patriots, though, it can easily veer into harassment and intimidation. Then we have some Planned Parenthood activists involved in this, and that adds another sick twist. Planned Parenthood, predominantly, they are associated with promoting abortions of live babies, now seems to have a vested interest in the gun control debate, which I find interesting. We could speculate about the connection between reproductive rights and gun control, as both promote death. The relationship raises questions about the motivations behind their participation in the training session. A significant concern arising from these revelations is the potential chaos that could ensue during this special session. Governor Lee's call for gun control legislation has clearly attracted a diverse range of sycophants, some of whom seem prepared to disrupt proceedings and engage in acts that may be characterized as domestic terrorism. They discussed a few things here, like anything from legitimate protesting to potential acts of violence. Now, this analysis of this training session highlights the need for thorough investigation and scrutiny. Key details remain unknown, such as the specific weaponry carried by the armed individuals, the extent of their training, and any potential affiliations with groups like Antifa. Now, I have no problem at all with a legally armed, law-abiding citizen. But Brian Wilson, to his credit, raises the questions about the legality of this group's firearms and the trustworthiness of these individuals, including their backgrounds and their credibility in ensuring public safety. We saw in Texas a bunch of armed Antifa. And two of them walked up to a group to harass them, and one of them came in, a third one came in the middle and started pepper spraying them. And he was armed with a gun as well, and a few of them were armed with guns, and armed with ARs, in fact. And when they were arresting the pepper sprayer, they were like, "You go for your gun, you're going to die." As this special session approaches, it is crucial for the state legislature to be made aware of this. They should know about this development. Adequate security measures should be implemented to ensure the safety of all participants. Now, do not skimp on this. The other thing to definitely take into consideration is if you're going to have armed anti-gun activists in the crowd, you have a real chance of a provocateur causing some sort of a false flag event looking to lay blame on lawful gun owners. I would really like to know the true intention of these gun control advocates. Because while they're out there wanting tighter gun controls, they're coming there armed to the discussion, if you will, to the debate, if you will. And that's a little worrying in the long run. It's worrying to me. I wouldn't want to be on the, on the pro-gun side. If there's some armed people there, I guess it would be sort of evened out. Then it really just depends on training if things get really bad. This has been coming for a while. I saw a drag event somewhere where Antifa showed up all ninja'd up in their black block and carrying ARs to defend the drag dancers while they were in the library dancing for children. They were defending that. Okay, now we know what you're for. Okay, gotcha. You think this is one of these things that needs defense? You're here to stop the fascists while these men dressed as women pretend like they're pulling babies out of a non-existent birth canal. Gotcha. We're going to see where the special session goes. When is this again? I think it was May. We'll see. And thanks very much for that radio guy finding that thing and putting it out there. That's the power of radio. Radio finds things and disseminates it. You stay awake, stay aware. Carry your concealed carry firearm everywhere you go. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.